Many of you came in this room, if we're going to be honest, everybody say, I have to be honest. Many of us came in this room from a home that's been broken. And within you, you're hurting and broken yourself. Everybody say, I have to be honest. See, what are we looking for? What is it that we need? And it's healing. See, it might be your body, like your physical body. You might be sick today. It might be your heart. It might be your mind. But everyone in this room, some way, some fashion, we need healing. See, many of us in this room, we desire healing, but the question is, what is this healing? What does it mean to be healed? See, to be healed means this. It's on the screen. To be healed means to, there it is. It means to be restored and to be made whole. It means to be restored and to be made whole. See, everyone in this room longs for this, believe it or not. You like, bro, I mean, that ain't really been on my mind lately. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, our actions say otherwise. See, we long to be restored. We desire to be made whole. See, what do you want to be healed of tonight? Or tonight, wow, this morning. What is it that's in your life right now? Self-inspection, okay? You got to be honest with yourself. What is it that's in your life right now that needs to be made whole? What is it that's in your life right now that needs to be restored? Everybody say, I have to be honest. What is it? So you gotta ponder in your mind. You gotta search yourself. You gotta search your heart while I'm talking, okay? So just listen to me. Maybe in this room you feel rejected. Feels like you can't make any friends. So therefore I have to blend in with everybody so that I feel accepted, so I can get attention. Maybe you feel abandoned because the people you loved and people you cared about walked out on you. It might be a friend, a parent, maybe a grandparent. Maybe they died and you loved them so much, but now you just feel alone. Everybody say, I have to be honest. See, maybe you feel like no one sees you, that nobody hears you. So I have to strive for attention. I'm looking for attention in every area, no matter if it's good or bad. It doesn't matter. I just want it. So the title of this message is simple, and it's a prayer. And I want all of us to pray this together. Say, Jesus, heal me. I want to say it again. Say, Jesus, heal me. And see, here's the thing. Jesus says this. He says, whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. And see, here's the thing. God desires you to be whole. God desires you to be healed. God desires you to be restored. This is what he longs for. Everybody say this with me. Say, Jesus, heal me. See, everyone wants to be restored. Everyone wants to be made whole. Let's be real. And everyone in this room, believe it or not, you might not feel it, you might not know it, but we've all been broken at one time. Why? Because we're all born to this thing called sin. We were all born separated from God, separated from life. So that means this: I was separated from the one who makes me whole. So everyone on this room, myself included, I'm on this journey of being restored, being whole, being healed. Okay? So here's the thing. But hey, Pastor Selly, how do you know if I'm whole or not? You are whole when Jesus becomes your everything. See, Jesus is here in this room right now wanting to make you whole. He wants to restore you this morning. Everyone say this. Say, Jesus wants me to be whole. Say this. Say, Jesus wants me to be restored. But why? See, let me tell you something. Jesus wants to heal your heart this morning. Jesus wants to heal your heart this morning. And here's the thing. We can put on a front. We can put on a mask all day and day. But here's the thing. You can front me. You can probably front your parents. But here's the thing. You can't front Jesus. You can't front him. You can't play him. You can't be like, yo, Jesus, I'm good. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I come into church. I go to school. I'm laughing. I'm smiling. I can go home with my parents. I'm laughing. I'm smiling. But what happens when I'm in my bedroom alone? What happens when no one's around me? What happens when I'm isolated and it's like there's nothing going on? What's going on in your mind? What's going on when you're by yourself? Everyone say, Jesus, heal me. See, the question is why, though? Why does Jesus want to heal your heart? Why does Jesus want to heal my heart? Why does he want me to be whole? Why does he want me to be restored? See, because that's the place where we can hide our pain and no one will know the difference if we're hurting or if we're not. But Jesus does. He sees your pain and he is here to heal you and make you whole. Everybody say, Jesus, heal me. See, many of us are tired. Everybody say, I have to be. Honest. Everybody in the room, I have to be. Honest. Listen to this. Listen to this. See, many of us are tired because we've been running on this hamster wheel, searching for this healing and never getting it anywhere. But why? Why am I not? Why are we not satisfied and made whole when we watch inappropriate things? Why is it that we're not restored completely when we have to turn to relationship after relationship after relationship and end up more broken than what we were before? Why? Why is it that when we, wait, hold on. Why do we hang out with the wrong crowd and to get in trouble all the time? Or maybe in this room you deal with self-harm, or maybe you deal with insecurity, so you have to post on social media all the time, all the time, all the time. Refresh, 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 refresh. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, what you have to understand is that we're on this hamster wheel. Everybody know what a hamster wheel is? And it's like, you're like, and I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I hate working out on a treadmill, guys. That thing just messes with my mind because I ain't going nowhere. I'm like, bro, I'm stuck in the same place, but it just messes with my mind. But here's the thing. Everyone in this room, we want to be whole. We want to be healed. We want to be restored, but we are looking all in the wrong places trying to find this healing. See, why do we keep falling into these traps? It's because of this. Look on the screen. We turn to things that only numb the pain and not heal the trauma. That word trauma didn't get up there, y'all, but it's all good. We turn to things that only numb the pain and not heal the trauma. The question is, what was that trauma in your life? What's the thing that hurts you the most? What's the thing that hurts you to the point where you're like, man, like that moment changed my life. I was okay until that moment. I was all right until that moment. The question is, what was that moment? What was that moment? See, what is it that you have gone through or even you're going through right now that is shattering your heart? I got this example right here. Let me see these. I got these paper cups. Right? I love these cups, y'all. These are my number one example, okay? Listen. See, everyone in this room, we were born with a heart, okay? Everybody say, I got a heart. Say it again. I got a heart. But here's the thing. When life comes, watch this. When life comes, bam. You'll be like, dang, oh. You like, Jesus, what was that? Or maybe, you know, that was when you were told that you were ugly for the first time. Maybe was when your dad walked out on you. Maybe that's when somebody hurt you. Somebody touched you inappropriately. Maybe that's when you felt like you weren't seen and somebody was taking your love away from you. Maybe y'all laughing, but this is what your heart looks like. Y'all laughing, But this is what most of us look like in this room right now. And see, here's the thing. We come to church all the time. Give Jesus your heart. Give Jesus your heart. And you're like, bro, what is there to give? Jesus, he pours your love. Oh man, I want to receive his love. I want to know that I'm loved and everything, but I can't hold anything. But here's the thing. Jesus says, can I have your heart? We hand it over to him. And many times we try to tape over it, trying to numb the pain. Maybe it's with that inappropriate thing that we watch. Maybe it's trying to feel loved in relationships. Maybe it's like, yo, I got to go all over the place trying to feel loved. And what happens is we end up trying to tape up these, try to put things back together. But in reality, it will never be healed. It will never be healed. But here's the thing. Jesus says, can you give me your heart? And watch this. I'll give you a new one. Jesus doesn't just want to change your heart. He wants to replace your heart with a new one. Jesus, when he says, I want to heal you, I want to make you whole, he says this, I want to give you something new. Jesus isn't in the refurbishing business. You hear me? Let me tell you something. I got a MacBook somewhere right here. It's over there. I got a MacBook. And when I first got it, boy, that thing was clean. I turned it on. It was refurbished. I turned it on. That joker couldn't connect to Wi-Fi. I was like, bro, what is going on? But here's the thing. It's not brand new. And many times we settle for the refurbished or we settle for something that's changed, but we don't want anything new. But here's the thing. Jesus is here and he wants to give you something new. He wants to give you a new heart, a new life, something new. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk around with a heart like that. I don't want to walk around, I'm going to put it up here so people see it. I don't want to walk around with a heart that's been broken all over the place. And many of us in this room have given ourselves up to others and we don't even know what pieces of our heart is. Let me sit that there. But here's what the Bible says. Everybody say the Bible. The Bible says in Psalms 147:3, it says this. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Are you brokenhearted in this room this morning? I don't know what it is, but Jesus does. I don't know what it is that when you lay down at night and you're just angry for no reason. I don't know what it is that when you're around friends and that those nagging thoughts are going through your head that you're not good enough, that you're not this and that you're not that and all these different things. I don't know what that's like in your shoes, but I know this, Jesus does. And listen to me. Pastor Marcellus, yo, how does he heal my heart and why hasn't he done it already? Watch this. It's on the screen. He heals our hearts when we put it in his hands. Like I said, when we exchange our hearts for a new one, when we exchange our life for his life. What if I told you that Jesus doesn't even want you to live your life? He wants to live his life through you. Jesus wants to live his eternal life through you. That mind blowing, bro. That's scripture though. I ain't got the verse, but that's scripture. Okay. This comes through trusting him and trusting in his love for you. Okay. But here's the thing. There are things that will keep Jesus from healing your heart. Can you believe that? Listen to me. There are walls that are built up that Jesus just cannot cross. There are lines that we draw around ourselves and we say, Jesus, you can't cross that line. But the question is, what is that line? What is that thing that keeps Jesus out? What is that thing that keeps him from completely making us whole? It's unforgiveness. It's unforgiveness. Matthew 6:14-15 says this. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, meaning this, when people hurt you, when people like literally break your heart, who is that person in your life? It might be that parent. It might be that grandparent. It might be that boyfriend that you had back then. You know what I'm saying? Back a couple months ago. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know who it is in your life that hurts you. I don't know who it is in your life that might have broken your heart, but Jesus does. And here's the thing. He says, for if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Watch this. This next line is big. Watch this. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive yours. So watch this. When I hold unforgiveness, what happens is there's a ceiling over my head. And it stops the flow of anything Jesus wants to do in my life. Many of you are like, man, I just want to be loved. And Jesus is like, my love is here, but I can't get none of his love because I have unforgiveness for somebody. Maybe you need peace in your life and you're just like tormented all over the place. And you're like, man, it's just like all over the place. Your mind is all over the place. You're afraid, walking in fear. But in reality, you have unforgiveness towards somebody. And so Jesus can't step in. The question is, who is that? Who is that person? Who are those people that you have not forgiven? Unforgiveness keeps us from being forgiven. Unforgiveness keeps me from being unforgiven. I want all of us to say that. Say, unforgiveness keeps me from being forgiven. I don't know about you, but I want to be forgiven. Do you know unforgiveness can keep you out of heaven? Do you know that you can come to the altar? Surrender everything, you know what I'm saying? You can surrender everything. But here's the thing. Unforgiveness can keep you out. Why? Because if I don't forgive, I won't be forgiven. And I don't know about you, but I want to be forgiven. I want to be completely brought into what Jesus has for my life. But if I have unforgiveness towards somebody, then I am completely separated from it. And here's the thing, the dangerous part about unforgiveness. See, the Bible says this. It's not going to be on the screen, but I just want you to listen. The Bible says this. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, it says this, that we need to pursue or go after peace with all men, no matter who they are, that we need to be in peace relationship with all men. Why? Because if I have a bitterness, I'm paraphrasing, but it says, if I have bitterness towards somebody, I fail to receive the grace of God. So here's the thing. When I have bitterness or unforgiveness towards somebody, what happens is it keeps me from receiving God's grace for my life. And what is his grace? Undeserved favor. Favor that I can't deserve, but watch this. I can't even receive it if I have bitterness towards somebody. And here's the thing. Jesus wants to heal your heart this morning, but the first step we have to do is we have to forgive. The first step we have to take, we have to forgive. I get somebody on the keys for me really quick. Four. So here's the thing. I want all of us, I just want you to close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes in the room. I'm not talking to your sister or your brother. I'm not talking about your parents. I'm not talking about anyone else but you. Anyone else but you. Just you. If I can get some leaders to come down too, por favor. What is in your life, or who is in your life that you haven't forgiven? Who is in your life right now? Everybody keep your eyes closed. That you haven't forgiven. That you haven't forgiven. Who in your life who you have bitterness towards? Who is it? Jesus is in this room right now. And he wants to heal your heart. He wants to heal your heart. And he's in this room right now, wanting to touch you, wanting to make you new, wanting to give you a new heart. But first step I have to do, I have to forgive. I have to forgive. I have to let go. I have to surrender. And you're like, Marcellus, bro, this thing gonna be hard, bro. I can't do it. Let me tell you something. Jesus is with you. He can help you. So just to start off, if you know, I want all of us to ask the Lord this. We're gonna ask him a question, and he's gonna answer. And when those things, when he answers it, you respond, okay? So I want all of us just to close our eyes, focus on him, and I want you to ask Jesus this question. Say, Jesus, who do I have unforgiveness towards? Just wait. Who has hurt your heart? Jesus says, if you forgive them, I will forgive you. If you forgive them, I will forgive you. Just a little bit longer. Just wait. Who is it? So on the count of three, I just want you to raise your hand. If you had some names pop up in your heart, if the Lord has given you some names, I want you to, on the count of three, I want you to raise your hand. One, two, three, right now. Raise your hand. Raise your hand right now. You say, man, I have unforgiveness towards this person, and it's keeping me from walking in what God has for my life. Listen to me. Do not miss this moment of being free. Do not miss this moment of being whole. Do not miss this moment of receiving what Jesus has for your life. Don't miss this moment. Now, how do we do this, Marcellus? I want everyone that had their hands up, I want you to raise both hands in the air wide, surrendering to Jesus right now. If you had unforgiveness, hear me. Hear me in this room right now. Unforgiveness will keep you from receiving God's grace for your life. Let me tell you something. He loves you. He cares for you. And if you would let them go, let me tell you something. Jesus forgave you, and we were his enemies. How much more are we supposed to forgive others? How much more are we supposed to forgive others? So I want everyone that has their hands raised, I want us to say this. Say, Jesus, here I am. Right now, I forgive. Now, this is what you're going to have to do. This is going to be hard, guys, but it's okay. I want you to say their names. You don't have to say it loud. You can whisper it, but I want you to say, Jesus, I forgive blank. Take a moment and do that. Jesus, I forgive my mom. I forgive whoever it is. I forgive my dad. I forgive whoever it is who's hurt you, who might have damaged your life. You have to forgive. I forgive blank. Ramama Suri.